Hey, Obs, do you remember how to do a podcast? It's been a while.
I don't have any important messages.
You don't have any what?
Important messages.
What do you need important messages for? What do you need that for?
Existence.
There you go. You can't squeeze people's butt cheeks at school.
Why?
Because I'm going to get a phone call. I don't want to get that phone call.
Oh, look, it's a puzzle piece.
Hey, maybe we should start the show.
What's up?
Would say this is the all new Picks and Kicks show.
No, it's not.
Well, that's my show that I do with your Uncle Chris. It's a sports
Welcome
show. It comes out weekly. It's called the all new Picks and Kicks show. Let me tell you about my shows, Aubrey.
Nobody cares about
I don't know. You're not talking about yours.
Welcome to Peanut Butter Spinkles.
There we
I'm
go.
Aubrey, also known as Spinkles. I'm 10 years old, and yeah, this is Peanut Butter.
Also known as Dad. Yeah.
Say hi, Peanut Butter.
Hi, Peanut Butter.
No. You did it wrong.
Why?
You're just supposed to say hi, and you're a peanut butter.
Well, that was a frustrating technical difficulty. That's what you get. You wanted the headphones. There I am, in your ear.
You need to stop turning it up to max volume.
That's how you test to see what people sound like.
Wassa!
I really hate not being able to hear. So we lost one of my headphones, and it's really annoying because
I get them.
She's a brat, and she doesn't understand that the person that does the editing and the producing should be able to be the one that hears what it sounds like.
Well, you keep yelling at me.
We got any daughter jokes or anything? Can't believe I'm asking for daughter jokes, for crying out loud.
Okay,
here we go. The jokes from page 300. What was it?
236.
Here we go.
There's only one joke on it.
Let's hear it. Better be good. It's the only one we got.
What steps would you take if you were being chased by an elephant?
Big steps. I get out of the way. Or fast steps. Big, fast steps. It's a good answer.
You're so close.
What is the answer?
Very big, quick ones.
That's basically the right answer. That was correct. I got that one.
What should you do
you said
with
there was
an
one
elephant?
You said
in
there
a
was one joke
cast.
On the page. Is this the same joke?
No.
What was the question? I talked over it.
What should you do with an elephant in a cast?
An elephant in a cast, we should.
I don't get it.
Is it naughty?
I don't know. Probably.
Is it
not
about a trunk?
No, there's no word.
Is there junk in the trunk? Okay.
Elephant in a cast.
So he broke his leg or something.
What do you do?
I don't know. You just treat him like any other elephant.
You make sure she knows her lines.
That's stupid.
I don't get it.
It means issues in the cast in a play.
Oh.
It's dumb.
What's that elephant's favorite card game?
Trunk or I don't know.
Memory.
That's dumb. That's playing off a stereotype.
This is a daughter-mother thing.
Has never been proven by science.
This is like daughter says something, mother says something.
Okay, go.
Okay. Daughter. Why is a snail stronger than an elephant? Mom, I don't know why. Daughter. Because a snail can carry its own home, while an elephant can only carry its own trunk.
Okay. I'm glad that happened.
Drunk in the trunk.
God damn it.
What's a large gray and goes up and down?
Large gray that goes up and down? An elephant on a pogo stick.
An elephant in an exercise course.
That's stupid. Mine was way better.
I like yours better.
Thank you. Yes, that's a good place to end the jokes. Yay.
What's a large gray and hard to spot?
An elephant in disguise.
A stain-resistant elephant.
Okay, that's the best one. Stop.
Why do elephants drive Volkswagens?
Something about a trunk. The trunk is in the front.
There's room for four, and the rest is trunk space.
My answer was better.
No.
Yes, it was.
How can you tell if there's an elephant in your bag of Oreos?
Your Oreos are all crushed.
Read the list of ingredients.
Okay. That's gross. All right, come on, let's go.
I have two more.
Hey, if you had a cookie that you knew was made from elephants, would you eat it?
Probably not.
Why not? What if that's how the elephant wanted to be remembered? Was through cookie form.
Well, you wouldn't know that.
Maybe he told you. They're supposedly smart and have good memories for some reason.
Well, they can't talk, stupid.
Yeah, but they can point with their trunk.
You think? Yeah, no. Just because your favorite animal is an elephant doesn't mean you can think of
one. My favorite animal is not an elephant.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Then what is it? The penguin?
Jellyfish.
Oh, yeah. It's a jellyfish, an elephant, and a giraffe.
I like all those animals.
Do you? I'm a dad expert. I still have a fun game.
What?
Like you, like I'll ask a question and then you have to say.
I have a bunch of questions right here.
Like, I'm going to ask questions about myself.
Oh, why?
And then you have to see if you'll get it right.
That sounds hard.
I know.
Well, these are questions right here.
Are they about me?
Let's see. What's the smallest animal?
Hey, I still have two more jokes left.
Okay, go. And then we'll play this game we just thought of, maybe.
How do you know where...
Go. Come on, let's do this.
How can you... Wait, no, not that one. How do you know there's an...
Jesus.
How do you know...
That actually makes it cuter.
How do you know there's an elephant in the bottom of your bunk bed? You sleep at the bottom.
Because something about nose. Because it's a play on the nose and the fact that elephants have very unique noses. So something about nose. The nose is up your butt. That's how you nose.
Your nose touches the ceiling.
Okay, I was way off. I was thinking of it like K-N-O-W-S and N-O-S-E. Okay. You know, nose, like she knows the alphabet. Not you, of course. Someone else.
Last one.
Go.
How do you stop an elephant from charging?
Take away his credit card.
Hey.
That's an old one.
I have to do another one.
That one used to be. No, God.
Because they're mean. This one's about vampires.
No, we're not going to do Elephant Vampire Show.
What do celebrity vampires receive?
Okay, this is the Elephant Vampire Show. They receive probably a headache from all these jokes.
Fang mail.
Oh, you threw the book down. Okay. Oh, now the dog is barking. Okay, do you want to try this game? I'll read these questions to you.
No.
And I have to guess how you would answer.
No.
Is that how the game works?
I made up my own game. Remember, it was a card game about the numbers.
Well, yeah, but if you want to make up a game, you have to prepare it. You can't just... That's or we... Do you want to play the game of who's most likely to? This is a game I play on the Dad Protocol. It's just like Stir the Pot, but these cards are better. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they're numbered. Let's try.
Because they're numbered.
That's a joke on my show.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, the timing was different.
Joke?
What?
Is it an
inside joke? Yep.
With yourself?
No, with all the dummies, all the fans of the Dad Protocol.
Because you're lonely.
There's like six of them. They're from countries that don't speak English.
There's six of them.
That's pretty good.
Then how do they know what you're saying?
Or maybe seven. There could be six, seven. All right, here we go. Question number one. Who's most likely to? Are you laughing over 6'7"? You're going to cry over this? Jesus. Don't spit that out, I swear to God. I'll kick you in the... I'll kick you whenever body part spits it out. Oh, jeez.
I choked on the water.
All right, Gremlin Girl.
I sound like Batman.
You did sound like Batman. Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman trying to fight Aquaman. Choking on the water. All right, here we go.
Look.
Who's most likely to? Do you know how this game works?
Nope.
It's not a game. How it works is...
What's up, man?
I'm going to give you a scenario of who's most likely to, and we have to say out of us two, who is most likely to do it. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Who's most likely to wake up with half a burrito in bed?
You.
No, you.
I don't like burritos.
That's true, but any type of food could... Stop playing with stuff. Put that up. Don't play with that.
They fix.
Third technical difficulty. It's not too bad for us. Okay, we're going to play this game. By the way, it would be you that would wake up with a burrito in your with food, with any kind of food. The type of food isn't as irrelevant as the fact that you're waking up in bed with it. That would be you sneaking food at nighttime.
So the person who always eats my pretzels, you literally ate my high chews 2 seconds ago.
Well, you should have left them. You shouldn't have left them unattended.
Mom told me to put them there because I couldn't have them.
I counted to 30. No one claimed them. That's the rule.
I claimed them. Give me them now.
Okay, so do we agree now you? You are the person?
If it's not burritos or something that I don't like, then yeah.
Okay. So this is a bad one, right? So we agreed it went to you, so that's minus a point for you. So you earned a bad one.
Oh.
Actually, I don't. Some of these it's hard to tell if they're good or bad, so it doesn't make sense. The scoring system doesn't matter. Do you win when you get it when it's you?
Yeah.
But then we would always be trying to argue that it's us. Is that the game? Is that what makes it funny and different from the dead protocol?
Well, really, no.
Let's try it. Let's try it with this card. Oh, who's it? Who is it?
It's no one. It's my alarm.
Oh, it's your alarm. What does your alarm say?
Get ready for bed.
Ooh, well, guess what?
I don't know why it always says that at 9:30, when on Fridays I have to get ready for bed at 9:50. That doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe it's like the get ready to get ready for bed alarm. Which one of us is most likely to have a 3-hour conversation about space?
Oh my God. Not me. Or you.
It'd be me.
We both don't like space.
No, but I'm much more likely to talk about something
related to school.
Related to school because you are an anti-intellectual.
I like school.
Do you know what anti-intellectual means?
Nope.
Well, that's what you get.
Explain it.
Well, it's when you don't know things. Oh. I made up the word. I don't know if it's real because I don't know things either. I'm an anti-intellectual too. That's where you
I
get
know
it from.
Math.
Let's hear it.
I'm bad at math.
Okay, so 3-hour conversation about math.
Yeah.
Okay, you win.
But wasn't I thought it was science.
Math, say space and math are the same thing, probably.
No, space is in the category of science. I don't like science.
Oh, so should it be me then?
Well, do you like science? You teach English.
No, but I like space. I would talk about space like Guardians of the Galaxy and Star Wars. Yeah, it would be me. I didn't think about space like that. It could be fake space. Oh, it's me. I win.
I
would talk
Star
about
Wars.
Nerdy stuff. All right, card number 3. You ready?
Yeah.
Who's most likely to spend all day interpreting a text?
What the freak doesn't...
This is interesting.
Interpreting mean?
Interpreting means like trying to figure out what was really meant by it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like if somebody says something, you're like, that might have been mean. I don't really know. Did that seem mean?
No, I get what you mean by the thing. I just don't know who it would be. Hmm.
Well, tell me about you. Do you
I'm
do
awesome.
That? Do you do that? Do you interpret texts? Do you get a text and it kind of bugs you? You're trying to figure out what it means? Would you spend all day thinking about a text you got?
A text? Like a text message?
Yeah. From one of your friends.
Sometimes.
Probably would be you. Do you worry about that?
Sometimes.
Yeah. That's a good part about getting older and you have a bad memory. You just kind of forget as you get older. It's easier. Life's easier and you just forget.
Isn't that called like bad bullying?
Bad bullying?
Like bullying online.
Cyberbullying?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't have to be cyberbullying. It could just be like, so maybe they didn't mean it to be mean. Like you couldn't read if they were, what tone they were typing it in. Oh my God, not the tones. What?
Not the tones.
You know what I mean though?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had to talk about tones in class.
That's good.
Tones are boring. Wait,
in music class or in English class?
I don't have music as a specialist. And well, I don't have
do you
English.
Talk about tones in that?
We talk about that in ELA.
Okay, now that was the question.
Like the teacher will go like we'll be yapping about books. And she'd be like, what's the mood in this text? And I'm like,
who's card number four? Who's most likely to have a dark side?
What does it mean by that?
That means like Batman? You're sweet and innocent. It's like
like Batman?
It's like a reverse Sour Patch Kid.
You have to answer me. Is it like Batman?
No. Oh. It's like a reverse Sour Patch Kid where the outside is sweet and the inside is sour. Oh. That's what it's like to have a dark side.
Doesn't make sense.
Because you're all sweet on the outside, but then underneath you're a spoiled, soured little girl.
Or boy, you're an old man.
Was that technical difficult? You know, one of the hardest things to do is to name an episode. I think this one's going to be episode technical difficulty.
Did you start it?
Yeah. But I can't. I don't know if it's working right because I don't have the headphones. So.
Technical difficulty?
Can you hear yourself well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that an Xbox?
It is.
Was it chewing on the floor?
It's an old Xbox. Parker busted it out when his friends came over.
That's a fourth
one. All right, let's go to the next card.
You're the one who has the cards.
You know who has a dark side? Our technical difficulties.
Can I have some cards?
Some of them have bad words and I have to censor it.
Well, then just don't say it.
Okay.
So beep.
This one says, is a little whiner. Which one of us is a little whiner? Complains about everything.
You.
No way. You are the complainer.
You're the one who yells a lot.
Yeah, but I'm getting better. And you're not getting as better at complaining as I'm getting at yelling.
That's because I'm 10 and you're 42.
Late bloomer. Everyone grows at their own pace.
Well, then stop making fun of my pace.
You go, girl. I'll give you that one. That was a high five. Good to stick it up for yourself in a way that was semi-disrespectful, but fair. All right. Uh-huh. So who's a little complainer? Who's
I'm
a little
just
whiner?
A disrespectful person.
No, you don't have to be, though.
I try not to be, but my mouth doesn't want to not be.
All right, well.
Mouth is like a different person.
You just have to grow up and make money doing it someday. That's the rule.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Become a comedian or a podcaster. That's what we're doing here. Get good at this, damn it. Which one? Who's most likely to be allergic to everything?
Me.
What are you allergic to?
I have sensitive skin.
You do? Like if I say something to
my
me.
My arm is swollen.
Careful, your skin's going to hear you and it's going to get all sensitive. Your arm being swollen doesn't have to do with sensitive skin.
Yeah, it does. When I get a bug bite,
now I know what you mean.
Okay, when I get a bug bite, the bumps are so freaking big. I'll have like a bug bite the size of a freaking
quarter.
Because
you scratch
quarter.
It and bite it. And claw it with your talons.
How the freak do you bite? Oh my God.
I don't know, but it's a fun visual, right?
And like makes my arm really hot. And I got a flu shot. And now my arm's really swollen and really red and really hot. And I have a competition tomorrow.
Oh, snap.
Wait, no, I have my... Okay, we're good.
Yeah, let's go into... let's finish these and then we'll go into news. You can talk about competition. Okay, so you wouldn't be being allergic. Who's most likely to touch everyone excessively for no reason?
Me.
You. I'm not going around hugging people all the time. You hug your friends?
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, we'll be walking up the stairs, and then one of my friends will be behind me, and I'll just go, to their budget.
You can't do that! You can't squeeze people's butt cheeks at school.
Why?
Because I'm going to get a phone call. And I don't want to get that phone call.
My friend will just turn around and go like, Layla, like if I squeeze her butt cheeks, she'll just go like, what? Like she's so used to it.
Okay, but you know what? You don't want to be get her known attention. As the butt. You don't want to be known as the butt cheeks squeezer.
But then like my friend Bianca, she's like, no. I'm like.
Do you respect it when they say no? Do you not do it?
Sometimes.
Okay, well. All right. Who's most likely to... Well, do anything with the cord. Testing, testing. Which one of us can you hear?
Not me.
Hey, this might be a plus. You can't hear me? Well, I think I'm recording me. Oh, jeez. Okay. Tactical difficulty number 14.
55.
Is 5?
Yeah.
55? Okay, so the episode technical difficulty. Which one of us, who's most likely to get convinced that strangers are celebrities? If you, like...
Depends.
Have you ever, like, thought you saw someone famous in public?
No. Because I don't pay attention to my surroundings.
Why? You should. There's cool surroundings out there sometimes.
Mom tells me to.
Why? Do you run into stuff?
Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I'll be... Me and Mom went to Walmart at night, and she's like, if you're ever outside at night, have your stuff close to you and scan the area and be aware of your surroundings. I'm like...
That is crazy.
You know who I am?
You need to, though. Mom's right. That's just crazy that you have to be taught that. I never would have thought about that. You have a smart mom. You know?
I'm cracking my fingers.
All right, what's next? Which one of us is most likely to get convinced strangers are celebrities? Not you, because, okay, we answered it. It's me, apparently, just by default.
News
time!
No. You have to do the part that I did. News time! No.
News time! News time! News time!
Do your part. Do the beat.
I did.
No, that's my part. No. You have to do your news.
News. News. News. News. News. News. News. News. News.
News. Time. News. Time. News. Time.
News. 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 News.
News. Time. News. Time. News. Time. News.
That was our best one. It was.
I can hear myself. I hear. Doo,
doo, doo. Well, I can hear you. I can't hear you like you can hear me. Be careful. If they're your ears now, they're the people's ears eventually. Okay, what's next on News Time?
Okay, tomorrow I have my first ever.
Yeah, it's past bedtime, actually. We have to get up at. I'm getting up at 5:45 to make coffee.
I'm getting up at 6.
And meditate before I have to deal with you for all day. By myself.
Hey, no, you don't.
Oh, this is true. I'm just
dropping
you off.
You don't need me for 4 hours.
That's even worse, kind of. I'm going to be by myself for so long. Man, I'm going to get so bored. What are you doing?
My arm's so itchy.
Hey, maybe I'll bring this computer and I'll edit your podcast.
That'd be weird, Dad. At least I can spot you in the crowd with your giant.
Maybe I'll do it in my car.
And then your little computer going like...
Hey, that I went to one of your cheerleading competitions like that before.
I did.
Or one of your football games. And I brought my computer. I edited the podcast. You didn't even notice. See?
No one cares. I'm cheering.
See, no one cares.
What game was it? Was it a home game or away game?
It was a home game.
Who were we playing?
I just remember it wasn't raining.
Probably the Hornets.
Okay.
We played the Hornets like 3 freaking times. But there's too many teams of the Hornets. We had to play them like 3 times.
That's weird.
I know.
Okay, I got an idea. What else is on News Time?
Cheer competition.
Are you excited for that?
Yeah, but I'm really nervous.
You're nervous?
I'm pretty sure we're first. Well, I know like white team, I think is going to be first. Like the younger teams are going to be first,
nervous.
I think. But I'm really nervous, but I'm also really excited.
If you get nervous, I'm going to get nervous.
Hey, guess what? I have to be there at 8 in the morning sharp.
I have to be. That's what we were whining about.
My coach has to do my hair and makeup.
I'll try, but.
Oh, you're not doing nothing to me. You're not touching me.
I'll try it on myself first.
You don't have any hair.
Well, it'll be harder. If I can make this look good, I can make yours look good easy. Do you think my hair looks okay now, though? Do you like it, like, kind of longer like this? Fluffy?
Bro, you think you're still good. That's what all the kids at my school do.
Is it cool?
You know, like, that fluffy hair stuff that Parker has?
Yeah.
There's, like, these two kids that have it. And one time I went to the bathroom right before recess, and I saw one of them just going, like...
What was he doing in the bathroom?
In the bathroom, just in the mirror, just like...
What was he doing in the girl's bathroom?
He wasn't. He was in the mirror.
He was in the mirror in the girl's bathroom?
This is how...
Was it you?
The bathrooms are built different.
What do you
they
mean?
They have
you...
like the mirrors and the sinks connected to the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the
there's
sink
a sign
and
with the boy,
the
sign
sinks
with the girl.
Are outside the bathroom.
Yeah.
The only thing in the bathroom is the... And then so you, the boys and girls share a sink.
Yeah.
But the toilets are separate.
Yeah.
Got it. That is weird, though.
So then I just saw him going like... And he's going like, hi, Aubrey. I'm like... Hi.
Was he flirting with you?
No.
How did he say it?
Hi.
Was it like, hi, Aubrey?
No.
Was it like, hey, Aubrey?
No.
Was it like, hello, Aubrey?
People don't say hello, bro.
I don't know. I ran out of funny ideas. Anything else on News Time?
We're still at cheer.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay, what more about it?
So I have to be there for 4 hours because it starts at 8.
It's not just you.
But the awards, like where you see like who won, is at 12:30. So I have to be there for like 4.5 hours. Yeah, you don't have to do a dance, but I taught you one of the dances.
I'm worried about parking, if anyone cares.
Yeah.
That's what I'm worried about.
Nobody cares about parking.
I do. That's what I like. That's most of my time driving there will be caring about where we're going to park. I don't like it.
Well, I'm the one that has to stress about if my hair and makeup gets done.
Me too. My hair has to look nice.
Don't people
look at you and like, I wonder who that girl's dad is.
Do you need bright red lipstick?
It could. Would it hurt?
Probably.
If I tried a little harder?
Probably because I'm using somebody else's.
You're using someone else's lipstick?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you're kind of kissing them?
No.
Kind of, though.
That's disgusting.
Do you think about it like that? Like their lips were on it, and now your lips will be on it.
I've already used it before.
That you've already? Okay.
It's my coach's.
All right. We'll stop the conversation and move on to something else.
What else is on New Time?
Well, you could ask me how I'm doing.
I don't feel like it.
Okay. Did our show run out of gas?
Todd's balls in here. Well,
it is warm in here, isn't it?
My arm hurts.
Did we have any more segment ideas? Did you want to promise a movie that we'll never watch?
Sure.
Are we actually going to watch it?
Probably not.
Well, then let's not.
I want to watch The Little Rascals, but we've already did it on the show.
It was a 2-episode. It was a 2-parter.
But it's a good movie.
It was a good movie. I'm glad you liked it.
And I can't find it anymore.
It's not on
Netflix? Any platforms, no.
Dang it. That should be one we should buy, huh?
Makes me mad.
Yeah.
Can't find it. So I'm going, like, I'm going to watch The Little Rascals. I search it up on the TV to see what platforms it's on. And it's like, sign in or subscribe. Well, sign in or subscribe.
Maybe it makes sense to like, buy it on Amazon. Oh, yeah. What'd you get?
Mom texted me.
Mom did?
Yeah.
What does it say? We could talk about, that's what we'll talk about next, where Mom and Parker are.
She said, good luck tomorrow. Can't wait to hear about it.
Oh.
Me and my classmates were talking about like the Mission Impossible song.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that's still all the rage. Okay. Careful, if you keep singing it, we owe someone money. Tell Mom you're busy.
No need to panic.
That's what it says?
Yeah. I told her I'd be panicking.
Oh.
I told her to have her phone on her tomorrow because I'll be panicking. You'll do great. It will all work. Oh, it will all work out.
That's nice.
I thought you said it will all outwork. I'm like,
there you go.